The Republican presidential hopefuls will meet in Orlando this week for their next debate. It's another opportunity for the candidates to try and set themselves apart in a crowded field. It's also another opportunity for our media correspondent, David Folkenflik, to take stock of the debate moderators. David had a close eye on last week's Republican debate and joins us with the news tip. Welcome, David.
Hey, Audie.
So last time we talked, we introduced the idea of the news tip, which is a lesson learned from the media, a lesson for the media, and sometimes for the people who consume it. David, what is the news tip for this week?
Today's news tip is don't get distracted. Think about these political debates we're talking about. There's so much theatricality, so much of a spectacle there. Fun to be diverted by a great one-liner, and yet people often, I think, forget the mission, the point of the enterprise.
And you say it's theatrical. I would say, I mean, it is theater. And when I think back to the June debate with the either-or questions that they presented to the Republican candidates.
Leno or Conan?
Elvis or Johnny Cash?
BlackBerry or iPhone?
Probably Leno, but I don't watch either.
Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Governor Romney, to you now. Imagine you're getting to the barbecue joint.
I've got Christmas with Elvis on my iPod.
Spicy or mild?
Oh, spicy.
Mr. Kane? Deep dish or thin crust?
Right? I mean, it seems like essentially...
Boxers or briefs?
Right.
Red or yellow?
I know that they're trying to get at some of the personalities, but it seems like, you know, a distraction.
You know, that is the silly season of the debates. And at the same time, it's starting to get more serious. And you're starting to hear that in some of the questions being posed by moderators. You know, moderators are not just traffic cops. And these debates, although there are nine people up on these stages, aren't supposed to just elicit the kind of junior high school student council candidate statements. You're really trying to focus things. I sat down with a recent moderator, Brian Williams of NBC. He offered this insight into how he thinks about questions.
Sometimes you're going to have to ask a question which is worded in a way, constructed in a very specific way, like Legos, for a reason, because it's designed to shut off areas of escape for candidates and elicit a certain answer. And, you know, it may not always sound or come off well.
So there, Brian Williams is acknowledging, look, his role isn't to be popular. His role is to help you out at home. And, you know, there are a lot of feints, a lot of tactics being used by candidates to try to avoid questions they don't want to deal with.
Right. I mean, essentially, the moderator can press a candidate and then be punished for it by the candidate.
Right. And we just saw a couple examples of that. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich went on the warpath against Chris Wallace of Fox News when he asked a question he didn't want to deal with. And he did it again more recently with Politico's John Harris.
Speaker Gingrich, it sounds like we've got a genuine philosophical disagreement. In Massachusetts, a mandate, almost no one uninsured. In Texas, a more limited approach, about a quarter uninsured. Who's got the better end of this argument?
Well, I'm frankly not interested in your effort to get Republicans fighting each other.
And yet, you know, people in the crowd were left wanting, not really knowing where Gingrich came down. Perfectly good question, kind of got sidestepped.
So given what Brian Williams said, how does a moderator, I guess, press in, really get an answer, and not have it end up being all about them?
Well, I think a certain kind of persistence is needed. As you suggested, it's a question of how you frame things, but it's a question of also not letting things go by the wayside. CNN's Wolf Blitzer has a reputation among some of his peers of doing that from time to time, letting things go by. And yet he did a pretty strong job the other night when he moderated a debate for CNN.
Governor Romney, you know Governor Perry, as governor of Texas, created more jobs in Texas than any other state.
Terrific state. No question about that. Some wonderful things that Texas has going for it that the nation could learn from.
And here Romney talks charmingly without answering the question at all.
We're an energy-rich nation. We're living like an energy-poor nation. We've gone from a payphone world to a smartphone world. People won't invest here unless they have confidence here, and that's what I'll do.
Just to get back to the question, so does Governor Perry deserve any credit for all those jobs that were created in Texas?
Oh, sure. Oh, sure.
Go ahead and tell him how much credit he deserves.
Well,
so however much credit you want to give to Governor Perry of Texas, certainly you got to give some credit to CNN's Wolf Blitzer for boring in and seeing that his question is answered. One of the things Brian Williams said was, hey, remember, as long as you're persisting a bit, you're showing viewers that if a candidate's not answering the question, that's the choice that he or she has made. And I think that's a useful insight as well. So again, today's news tip, don't get distracted.
NPR's media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, thanks so much for speaking with us.
You bet.
And if you have a news tip you'd like to offer, share it with us through our website, npr.org/thenewstip. You'll find a link to our Facebook page where you can join the discussion.